This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. It is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are your full service law firm. You need not ask when you are in need of legal assistance. Well, what type of law does Brandon Legal Group specialize in? Full service law firm answers that question. 844-4BLG4ME. They have been huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments for going on 3 years now. Just had discussions the other day with Brandon Legal Group about some gifts for my upcoming third major championship, the Todd Wright Tour Championship, which will be held at Innisbrook's Copperhead Course, the same course that hosts the PGA Tour's Valspar Championship annually. Brandon Legal Group also services the greater Tampa Bay area. Yes, their home office is in Brandon. I've been there for open houses, golf meetings, and just to say hi to people like Jeremy and Sean and others at Brandon Legal Group, but they service the greater Tampa Bay area, so you need not work, live, nor have your legal issue originate within the city limits of Brandon, Florida. You can call anytime for a free consult at 844-4BLG4ME, 844-4BLG4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. And if you're at a Todd Wright Tour event, you want to meet the guys from Brandon Legal Group just because you're thinking about some legal assistance, or you just want to know them in case you need legal assistance in the future, just ask me to introduce you. They would love to meet any of my players at Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Pin Chasers is back open. Congrats to Anthony Peroni and everyone at the three Pin Chasers locations for getting back open. There is appropriate COVID-19 social distancing and other protocols in place at the various Pin Chasers locations. For more information on what they are doing, you can go to pinchasers.net or a very active Facebook page, not only with information like that, but regularly what their specials are on Facebook if you find Pin Chasers. And they have three locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, 5555 West Hillsborough Avenue. That one is just north of Tampa International Airport, 4847 North Armenia in Midtown Tampa, and 6816 Gale Boulevard in Pasco. I'm sorry, 6816 Gale Boulevard. I'm doing three things at once here, and my computer is giving me a lot of pop-ups. Sorry, Anthony. 6816 Gale Boulevard in Zephyr Hills. That's Pin Chasers. Again, wait, well done, Anthony, getting back open and doing more every day while still observing proper protocols and social distancing for COVID-19 and continuing to give back to the community. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. If you have a response to any Toddcast, if you have a suggestion for a topic on a future Toddcast, if you want golf information, Todd Wright Tour 25 is sold out for Walt Disney World on June 20th. The Todd Wright Tour Championship will be going on sale shortly. And then we take a break to avoid the rainy season, and we'll come back in September with Todd Wright Tour 27 in September. So if you want to ask me about my golf tournaments, use my golf email. It's toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. Social media, I'm on Instagram, at toddwright2020. Twitter, same, toddwright2020. Or just follow me on Facebook. I promise not to ask you, once you friend me, to like a separate page. One of the most annoying things about social media, and I know there are a lot of them, that's my pet peeve. If you send me a friend request, I'm happy to accept it. In the next move, don't ask me to like a second or third page. Nope, not happening. And I might just ignore your initial friend request and say, you know what, we're good here. I put everything on one page on Facebook, my own page. I'm Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. You'll see a lot of golf posts there and even all the pop vinyl figures from Caddyshack. I can't believe they made a series from that. And according to TM Powell, who owns exponentially, 50 times more of the pop vinyl collection than I do, because he's more into the genre that the pop vinyl figurines are. He told me there's going to be a Golf Legends collection coming out at some point in the future. So I assume that'll be Tiger, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, maybe Lee Trevino, Tom Watson, Phil Mickelson has my interest. Thanks for the heads up, TM Pal, on the FYE exclusive Judge Smales with the free bowl of soup fedora that I didn't know existed until TM Pal showed me his in his personal collection. All right, into the Toddcast today, and this is one I've been waiting to do for a while, but obviously we've just had a lot understatement of the last 3 months. We've had a lot of distractions, and I just want to talk about Cam Newton a little bit. And I want to I want to make this as simple as possible with my opinion on those who continue to ask the question, why does Cam Newton not have a job? I'm not surprised he doesn't have a job. And I've kind of broken it down into six reasons why Cam Newton doesn't have a job. I don't think he's done playing in the National Football League. I was going to say professional football, but I don't want you to get the impression that I think he's going to go to Canada or XFL 3.0 if we're subject to that again. No, Cam Newton will play in the NFL again. But I'll try to answer the question why he doesn't have a job. Number one, Cam seems to have no interest in signing a deal anywhere to be a backup or to compete to be a starting quarterback. No interest at all. Even Jameis Winston relented, signed a deal in New Orleans, and I'm not even convinced he's the backup quarterback. I think Taysom Hill is the backup quarterback and potentially the future quarterback of the Saints. I think Jameis is basically an extra arm. And I think Sean Payton is curious if he can fix some of the things that have afflicted Jameis from a turnover standpoint his entire professional football career. Cam Newton, no interest in that. I think Cam would rather sit out an entire year and then just have his agent aggressively attack teams next year who are in need of quarterbacks coming out of the 2020 season, where he can also work out for them, visit them, where we are not restricted by COVID-19 rules and protocols. Which brings me to number two. He's physically taken a significant beating at the age of only 31. I mean, it's commonplace. We have old quarterbacks in the NFL. Brady's old. Breeze is old. Rivers is old. That's just three. There are others. Aaron Rodgers is getting old. Why do you think the Packers drafted the kid out of Utah State? Although I do think it's kind of serves Aaron Rodgers right that Mike McCarthy would have never done that to him. Aaron Rodgers ran Mike McCarthy out, and the new regime is now planning for Aaron Rodgers' exit. Serves you right, Aaron. But they're older quarterbacks, 10 years older than Cam Newton. But have they taken the beating that Cam has taken? No. You could probably look at, you know, Brady missed almost a whole season 10 plus years ago. Breeze missed some time with the busted thumb last year where Bridgewater played the five games. Philip Rivers has been pretty durable. I mean, combine those three, they haven't been beaten up the way Cam Newton has. Some of that's on Cam Newton based on the way he plays the position, putting himself in harm's way, trying to make plays, holding onto the ball too long, and various other reasons. And when we were in the period where Cam might have been able to visit with teams and maybe take their own physicals or work out for them to quell concerns about, you know, he didn't finish the 2018 season. He only played the first two games of the 2019 season. He couldn't do those things. There were limitations on the contact between teams and free agents, and it is a reason why he doesn't have a job. He wasn't able to win a team over by going to them, going to the facility, working out for them, doing the things that they needed to see from him physically, and maybe some of the things that come out of his mouth. And we'll get to those. Third, you know, there are some who say, I like Adam Schefter. I do. I once was in a Florio Fantasy Football League a number of years ago. I played Adam Schefter in week one and beat him. Adam probably doesn't remember that. It doesn't matter to him. It does to me. I don't dislike him. He is one of the top five news and notes guys in the NFL that I pay attention to. Is he perfect? No. But most people think, normally, he's right. And at one point around mid-season last year, Adam Schefter tweeted that he had information that Cam's foot was healthy. Cam never played again. Was Schefter wrong? Maybe. But what if Adam wasn't? What if Schefter wasn't wrong about that? And Carolina just, at that point, was like, you know what? Very quietly, we're good. We're going to keep going with what we got. Maybe in advance of what happened at the end of the season, which was the team parting ways with him. And we'll get to some of those reasons as well. But that would be very telling. Just as is, have you thought about this? Ron Rivera left the Carolina Panthers after 9 years. Had a great run. A minority head coach, won playoff games, won a conference championship, and was immediately hired in the offseason when teams were looking for new coaches, trying to add stability to the Washington Redskins. Good luck, Ron. I have nothing against Ron. I want to like him. Don't know a lot about him, but I respect him, player and coach. Ron Rivera brought in Kyle Allen to Washington. Yeah, the guy who played in place of Cam Newton. The guy who many people lampooned and made fun of and said, that's Kyle Allen. Ron took him with him to Washington. Cam Newton was available. Now, whether Cam didn't want to play for Ron anymore, which I never heard, or Ron was like, you know what, I'm good. He won't come out and say it. Maybe 9 years of Cam Newton was enough. And he'd rather take his chances with a young Dwayne Haskins and a Kyle Allen, because they traded Case Keenum to the Cleveland Browns. Is Colt McCoy still there? Maybe. But I think you get my point. Cam in the NFL has had one head coach. That head coach could have brought him with him to the Washington Redskins, who have quarterback questions. Rivera didn't. If he wanted him, he could have got him. Of course, he would have had to tell Cam, you are my starting quarterback. Perhaps Ron didn't want him and wouldn't have wanted to tell him that, even if he did. Super Bowl 50. You know, that year Carolina only lost, what, one game? All regular season and into the playoffs, and then they go into Super Bowl 50. And in the last 3 months, I think I've seen a portion of each of the last 54 Super Bowls, either on NFL Network or some cable network. Most of them probably on NFL Network. Some on NBCSN, the NBC games. I tried to watch Super Bowl 50. I forgot how unwatchable the game really is. That's Peyton Manning's last game. Peyton won. Von Miller was MVP. Rare to have the defensive player win that award. The lead never changed hands in the game. Denver scored early on a field goal, never trailed. The halftime show did nothing for me. A lot of people define Super Bowls by halftime shows. The minute they announced Coldplay, I was like, yeah, that's an extended bathroom break for me. And the venue didn't do much for me. The 49ers stadium, and I had been there, was kind of disappointed by it. And I had no skin in the game here. Not a Broncos fan, not a Panthers fan. Broncos have a bit of a Super Bowl history. Carolina, it was their second time in. I had been at their first Super Bowl. Great game, Super Bowl 38, where they lost on the second Vinatieri walk-off, the first being 2 years before to begin the Patriots dynasty. But if I do remember a couple of things from the Super Bowl 50, it's Cam Newton's performance. On his first possession, on his first third down, Cam was stripped by Von Miller, and Denver scored a touchdown. 10-0. In retrospect, game over. Now, I know Cam in the next possession, I believe, did take the Panthers down the field for a score and even had a couple runs for a total of 25 yards. And for much of the game, they were just one possession down. But he didn't get the job done. And then late in the game, down one possession with, 4 minutes to go, Cam had the ball in his hands, was stripped again by Von Miller. And it was talked about at that moment and will always be talked about, how hard did Cam Newton try to get the ball back? He can say whatever he wants. I saw it with my own eyes. I don't think he made the maximum effort in that situation. Denver takes over. They eventually punch it in. Was it Anderson with a rushing touchdown? And now everybody can go home. He turned the ball over 3 times in that game. He took 6 sacks. And Cam basically is the reason why Von Miller was the MVP, because of those 2 plays I brought up. Both strips. One early in the game that put Denver ahead by 10. One late in the game that ended it. And then, of course, what came after the game? My favorite part of Cam Newton. The childish, sad, woe is me, looking down, not even talking about what he wears. That's irrelevant. But just how different Cam Newton does those post-game pressers when he wins and when he loses. It was so bad after Super Bowl 50. Conan opened his show with a bit mocking Cam Newton 24 hours later. I don't think that helps his future employment. On the biggest stage, you not only failed, but how you reacted to failing was predictable based on your behavior in other losses leading up to that loss on the biggest stage. And the last part is just what I think you get with Cam Newton is a diva, a front runner. At times he's not professional. At times he's doesn't seem to be about team. It's more about him. I know for a fact that when the Carolina Panthers go on the road and teams get catering for after the game to feed the players, so they can eat something before they're on the plane flying home for the night, and they usually sleep on the plane. The catering call goes something like this. Yeah, so let's see. We've got 53 players, so we need 52 of this. And yeah, we need one of this, and we'll tell you what it is, and can you make it special? Guess who that is for? They even have to order special things for him on the menu for team catering. And the bus waits for him. So this may get back to why Ron Rivera, who has quarterback questions in Washington, wanted nothing to do with any of this anymore. And maybe other coaches look at what Ron Rivera went through and how he didn't want him and said, you know what, if Ron doesn't want him, why would we? It may also lead to the fact that Adam Schefter may have been right with that report about healthy at midseason last year, and Rivera, probably with the okay of Panthers ownership, said, you know what, we're just going to still go on the premise that Cam's hurt and keep playing Kyle Allen, who, I remind you, followed Ron Rivera to Washington. No matter how little you think of Kyle Allen, he is with Ron Rivera for a second straight year. Cam's not. So there are my reasons. I just saw on some fun Instagram post the other day, likely landing spots for remaining 9 free agents, and they had Cam going to Arizona. Oh, okay. Now, the only way that happens is if Kyler Murray is injured, or Kyler Murray just wakes up and decides, I'm going to play baseball, which probably would not be a good idea right now, because baseball seems to be the one sport, predictably, of course, here on the Toddcast, that has absolutely no plan to actually play games in 2020. So I don't see that. But at some point, Cam will have a job in the NFL. I don't know if it'll be before training camp, during training camp, first month of the season. It might take a playoff contending team to suffer a significant injury at the quarterback position for that team to say, call him. We need him. Sure, we have a backup, but that backup can't get us to where we need to go. We need a guy, and we'll deal with all of that in the hopes that Cam can get it done. Or it waits till 2021. But those are my answers to many of your questions why he doesn't have a job. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group. They are your full-service law firm. They service the greater Tampa Bay area. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Also by Pin Chasers. Follow Pin Chasers on Facebook or at PinChasers.net for all the things they are doing to follow COVID-19 protocols for social distancing and providing a safe, yet fun environment for everyone at all three Pin Chasers locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Remember, follow me on Instagram, ToddWright2020, Twitter, ToddWright2020, Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, and you can email me at Wright.Todd@yahoo.com. Thanks for listening to the Todd Wright Toddcast. We'll talk to you again soon.